Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
David Hess is one of the top experts over at winnersandwiners.com. Again, great analysis and breakdowns on every sport, including Major League Baseball. David is hitting above 60% on his totals for the year. You can get on board today absolutely free by texting VSIN to the area code 320-350-3500. That's VSIN to 320-350-3500. David Hess with another Major League Baseball today that you can get on board with. One of the best bets in all of sports right now, Matt, as Matt Eumanns fills in for Pauly Howard today, has been the largest lead prop in the NBA playoffs.
Over
17.5. And it was plus money at some spots. I'm looking at the game tonight here at Circa Sports, where we broadcast the show from every single day. Over 17.5 right now is minus 125. Mm. But in all 5 games so far of the series, the largest lead, 20, 34, 26, 32, and 23. And in the game last night, the Warriors eventually got out to a 25-point lead against the Mavericks.
Yeah. We keep waiting for a close game, a game that goes to the wire in the NBA playoffs. And even if a game goes to the wire, you could still have a big lead. Big leads disappear routinely and quickly in the NBA. I mean, it's a big adjustment in the number to go from plus money to laying $1.20 on something like this. I tend to think we are probably going to see a 20-point lead in tonight's game, but I'm not going to lay that price.
You know what I wanted more than anything in the last game? I really wanted the Heat to finish with 1 point in the first quarter.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it looked like it was possible there for about a good 9-10 minutes.
What's the lowest scoring quarter you can recall seeing in the NBA all the years you've watched?
Oh, well, didn't you cover the Bulls-Jazz when they scored like 56 points?
Yes.
In a finals game?
NBA finals game. It was like 94-56.
Yes.
And I think the Jazz had a 5-point quarter.
I think you're right.
And I believe that's the lowest scoring quarter I've seen in the NBA.
Yeah, me too. That one came to mind immediately when you asked that. But the Heat were sitting on one, and it's like, are they going to score again here? And then they got to four, and then eventually they scored 11 points in the first quarter.
Right.
But this series has been vile and nasty. We had professional bettor Aaron Rennie on about an hour and 15 minutes ago. He doesn't have a bet on the game, but when it was nine, he's like, look, that number might be a little bit too much now.
Nine seemed like it was too high yesterday when we were talking about it. But, you know, are the Heat going to come out and fight after getting blown out in their home court in game five with Jimmy Butler banged up? He's got a knee issue. He's not the same. He shot 4 for 18. He was not an offensive threat. If you think back, what was the big story after game one of this series? Jimmy Butler having a huge offensive night.
Yeah.
And the Heat taking out the Celtics. And if he's not going to have a huge offensive night, the Heat are not going to be much of a threat, even with Tyler Hero back. Because, first of all, Tyler Hero is he's a negative on the defensive end of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler is a great two-way player, but if he's got a bad knee, he's a shell of himself. And that's what we saw in game five.
By the way, for the record, the lowest quarter is 2 points. It happened with Dallas back in 1997, Golden State in 2004.
Is that right?
Yep, being told that two right points. Now, was that regular season or playoffs? I'm guessing that was probably a regular season game.
How is it possible for a professional team in 12 minutes to score 2 points?
No, it should absolutely never happen once. But you should not have 1 point with like 4 minutes to go either. That should be the backcourt for Miami. It's laughable how bad they've been.
0 for 15 from the field in the last game.
Yeah.
0 for 15.
Yeah. And again, they were 7 of 45 from three. What they the two teams combined, what was it, 17 for 70 something?
The two teams combined for 17 for 78 from 3-point range.
Yeah. Good.
But like Aaron Rennie mentioned and we mentioned at the start of the show, I think a lot of that has to do with very little rest.
Yeah.
You know, the day offs are a travel day. And a lot of guys on both sides of this series have been banged up, and that leads to a lot of ragged offensive play, poor shooting.
Okay, so as of this minute again, the Warriors in a potential NBA Finals series with Boston, they would be laying $1.50. They are laying $1.50 right here at Circa. Boston plus 130 on the take back, as the Warriors got it done in five games last night. You heard Draymond Green, if you watched the game in the post game afterwards, nobody gave us a chance. Okay. You're right, not a single person thought the Warriors are going to be good again this year, especially when guys look like they're going to be healthy and they're going to get Clay back. Regardless, this is now what they've done, six finals in 8 years. First team since the 91 through 98 Bulls to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Western Conference Finals MVP, Steph Curry, on what has made the run so special.
Amazing experiences that you went through. This one is very sweet just because of where we were in, you know, 2019. Obviously, you know, Clay, KD going down. During that playoff run, being so close to, you know, winning three in a row, and then again the adversity that you hit over the last 2 years. Like I said, we never lost the faith, but you understood how long or how hard of a process it was going to be to climb the mountain again, and to do it with this team, with guys that, you know, like Wiggs and JP and, you know, Belly and Otto, GP, guys that are amazing at buying into their roles and understanding how they can help us win, but hadn't been on the stage before. It's just amazing to see them blossom on this stage and find ways to impact winning and then realize how much fun it is.
So the Warriors were essentially perennial losers for almost 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's amazing what new ownership can do. Since Joe Lacob bought the team, to do that and represent the West 6 out of 8 years is, I mean, drafting, developing players. You can tell how good of a coach Steve Kerr is when he's there and when he's not there, what he means to the team. Just remarkable, the turnaround that they, because again, they were an afterthought nationally for so many years. And now it's like, look at what's going to happen after this, you know, current championship core fades away eventually. Look at the young guys that they now have and are developing as long as they're still there with them. I mean, it's nuts what they've done.
Yeah, and the key is drafting correctly. And when you nail draft picks like Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, and then you change the way the game is played in the NBA with emphasis on three-point shooting, that's why the Warriors have been so successful. I like this fact up here from StatMuse on Twitter. The Warriors have won 21 of 23 playoff series under Steve Kerr. I believe they've won a road game in each of those 21 playoff series.
I think it's deeper than that.
It might even be more.
Yeah.
But it just shows you how successful they've been steadily under Steve Kerr. But like you said, it does start at the top because you got to put the right people in charge in terms of the GM, the coach. You can't make big mistakes when you're drafting. If you look at a franchise like the Sacramento Kings, they've consistently hired the wrong coaches, made mistakes in the draft.
Yep.
So the Warriors have made all the right moves. And really, when you look at this stretch now, six NBA finals in 8 years, the 2 years the Warriors did not make it, the Lakers went in 2020 and the Suns in 2021. The Warriors were not at full strength. Stephen Curry had injuries. Thompson had injuries. And that's why they weren't the same team. I think it means a lot to Curry and Thompson and Kerr, those guys especially, to get back to the finals without Kevin Durant.
100%. Zero doubt about it.
Draymond Green, too. Yep. Obviously, Green and Durant had their differences at the end. I think it means a lot to these guys to get back to the finals without KD.
And again, Matt, Draymond Green, second-round pick?
Yeah.
Not only have they made the right draft choices, but you can tell the development here. Mm-hmm. Like, they get it. They make the young players better. They really do.
About Jordan Poole? A lot of people didn't like that draft pick when it was made. Shooting guard from Michigan. He's really blossomed during these playoffs. I don't think many people thought Gary Payton Jr. was going to be much of a player.
No. Overall, I'm not really.
Has he got a chance to make it back for the finals?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that, but I don't. You know, by the way, we had a very good guest on from San Francisco earlier this week, John Lund, who does a show on KMBR up there. He made a great point. So if history like sticks in the finals, Golden State has home court, and they've won, I think it's 26 straight series. Like it's 23, 20, some in that, it's mid-20s, right? Where they've won a road game consecutively in that many series, right? So if that holds true and they go to Boston to win one game, well, they haven't lost a game at home so far.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go win one in Boston, that means Boston's going to have to win two in Golden State.
That's what the math tells you, correct?
Yeah.
And I believe the Celtics are capable of winning two in San Francisco.
Oh, no, so do I. I don't think anything really phases this Boston team.
Right.
But are they going to be...
I was impressed the way the Celtics rebounded in the series against Milwaukee and won on the road after they blew the game at home.
Yeah.
What was that, game five?
It was game five, yeah.
Also, the Celtics, we have to talk about this because we haven't hit on this yet. The Warriors... In that five-year stretch from 15 to 19 when they went to the finals, they caught some breaks with injuries on the other side. The Celtics have caught some breaks here, too. Chris Middleton out for the Bucks.
Yep.
The Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, Tyler Hero injuries for the Heat. The Celtics have been a little banged up themselves, but they've caught a couple breaks here with key guys on the other side being injured in these series in the Eastern Conference.
Yep. I'm not a big legacy guy.
Right.
I don't even like to have conversations about it. It just bothers me. And by the way, that's what mainstream media has destroyed it for everybody. That's all they resort to every single day, the way it seems to me.
Right.
And I tapped out in the mainstream stuff so many years ago.
But when you're focused in on betting, you don't care much about the big picture.
But I have to say that, I mean, Steph Curry has basically changed the game that we know probably more than any other player since Michael Jordan.
I would tend to agree with that. Yeah.
The way the game has completely changed because of the 3-point shot, and he's like the reason why. You see high school kids, that video that went viral a month ago, kids were having a 3-point shooting contest in the game. Oh, you can hit it from 30 feet? I'm going to go to half court. And they were hitting everything.
Right.
Like that's because of Steph Curry.
That's true. I'm not sure that the all those changes are for the better.
No, I would agree with
that. When you got teams launching 83 pointers in a game, I don't love that. But yeah, Stephen Curry has changed the game.
Up next, win some, lose some. Matt would be enraged if this happened to him. Details on that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers is your home for betting on the French Open. Log in any day of the tournament to receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bets on the French Open. The top half of the men's draw is loaded, and it's shaping up to be an amazing Grand Slam event. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Now, Matt, you're the perfect guy. Matt Youmans with us here today. Paulie is out for a couple of days today and on Monday. Matt's going to be back on Memorial Day as well. This show is going to be live from 4 until 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern time on Monday. You're the perfect guy to have in today to talk about this. This is basically our edition of win-lose, and this is all lose-some. Stormy Bonatoni does a great job on My Guys in the Desert, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific. Mm-hmm. So Paulie asked me yesterday about how long I'm willing to wait in a drive-thru. And the number we came up with is like 15 minutes tops.
Now that's, okay, so it's two different types of waiting. Waiting before you put your order in or waiting for the entire drive-thru experience? Because you have no idea how long you're going to have to wait to get your food after you put your order
sure,
in.
Sure, like anticipating like how many cars are in the drive-thru. Right. Unless it's a couple of restaurants, if you see five or six cars, you can't wait because it might take you 20 minutes.
Right.
Okay. But like at Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out, 22 cars might be 11 minutes because they know what they're doing.
That's the truth.
Right? This is from Stormy, who tweeted back at the video we sent out yesterday at VSiN Live, bring back escapable drive-thrus. She was in line at Starbucks recently. A woman in the car at the window held up the line for 35 minutes.
Now, how can that happen?
And here she explained. People were honking, got out of their cars, and the woman would not pull forward or go inside to resolve the issue. We were trapped. I responded to that. I'm like, get the hell out of here. And she goes, it was unreal. She was trying to get a bunch of breakfast sandwiches she paid for another time and didn't receive, but did not have a receipt. Her kids in the car had finished all their drinks, and I kid you not, handed them back to the window before she finally left. What would you do if you were stuck in the drive-thru, you couldn't go anywhere, and this woman would not leave?
Well, first of all, you probably wouldn't catch me in the Starbucks drive-thru. Second is, why wouldn't people back out and leave? If she's not going to move and it's 30 minutes and she is not going to pull forward and leave, why didn't everybody else just back out and get the hell out of there?
I will say this. Starbucks drive-thrus can turn into a complete circus, and they can be 10, 12, 15 deep. And at a lot of them, I believe they have it. So that's why she said the escapable ones.
Right.
But a lot of them, once they have the curbs built up, you're stuck. And you're going to have the person at the very end of the line have to back up first, and then everybody follow their lead, which, I mean, come on, that's going to be borderline impossible to pull off. So you're not going to have an option. You just got to sit there and take it.
I've been through drive-thrus thousands of times. I've never been stuck in one more than like 15 or 20 minutes.
Happened to me a couple of years ago, 33 minutes on a Friday night.
33 minutes.
It was one of those where, and it, by the way, only a couple of cars were in front of us. I talked about the story yesterday. And I think the whole staff
and there's
left.
No way out?
There's no way out.
I've backed out of drive-thrus before, and I've got out of my car and told the person behind me, hey, back out. I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And they'll back out and drive out. Well, I'm not going to sit in the drive-thru for 30 minutes.
Well, here's what has to happen. Like, the manager, the point person on duty at the Starbucks has to come outside and say, ma'am, you're holding up the line.
Sure.
It's been 15 minutes. You need to go over
maybe
here.
Maybe she won't move anyway.
And then I call the cops. You can't have something like that. Like, I've been at a pharmacy to pick up a prescription, and it's taken like 10 minutes, and the cars are building up. I will actually offer, like, can I pull forward? Because I feel, I get anxiety when I'm holding up the line. I don't want to be that person. So I'll say, can I just pull forward, or I'll come inside, or you can come out here, or whatever, and then these cars can come through and get there. Because I hate being the person that holds up the, like, going through security at an airport, I'm going to die there. I will have a heart attack at airport security one day because of how people operate there.
Well, I like to take pride in being the one who never holds up the line.
Yeah, I do,
too. You
have
to know how to order. Just like when you walk up to the window and put in a bet, you have to know how to bet.
Absolutely.
You have to know the rotation number. Don't stand there and look at the sheet and say, give me the Suns, give me the Nuggets, give me a five-team parlay. You have to know, you have to have your order routine down before you get up to the window. It's the same thing at a drive-thru. If I go to In-N-Out, I say, all right, give me the number 2, no lettuce, no onion, and bag it up to go. Right?
Uh-huh.
You give the teller all the answers before she asks a question.
Sure.
So she doesn't have to say, you want that? In a bag? Do you want that in a bag or whatever?
You know how it works. You're a human being.
You have to be ready and be efficient with your order, with your bet, with whatever you're doing.
That's the right word. I'll tell you, when I have friends...
Unfortunately, you have some people who are very clumsy and inefficient, and those are the people who ruin it for everybody else.
I'll tell you, when I have friends in town and we're at a sportsbook watching games... And I'm like, okay, I'll go up to the window and not bet on the app and make some tickets. If I take more, it's like in my head, there's an internal clock. If it's taking me more than a minute, 90 seconds, I start to feel that. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm taking up so much time.
Well, one of the great things that's really, I think, the proliferation of apps and how you can order and bet on apps has, I think, changed the game. The fast food game and the sports betting game here in the last few years.
Oh.
Because now, if I pull up to a McDonald's, let's say I'm going out to the South Point to do the show, and I have a tight time window of when I can get my food and eat and get into the studio to start the show. If I see 10 cars in the drive-thru, I can punch up on the app, my order, pull up to the front door, go in, get the food, and be gone within 2 minutes.
Sure.
And that's what makes the fast food apps, I think, so valuable. It's the same thing with your betting. A lot of times you don't want to walk up to the counter. You don't want to drive to the sports book and deal with the people. Man, you can punch in the bets on your app and be done with it in like 1 minute. I think the apps have really changed the game in a positive way.
Now we just need
fast
to get,
food, too. More people probably need to get in the routine of using the fast food apps.
We need to really push for this in this state. We need to go from apps now to websites. I want to be able to pull it up on my laptop, computer at home.
I agree with that, too, yeah.
What do you think of this now? This is the new Wagyu Steakhouse Burger over at Arby's.
I can't wait to try it.
You trying it today or this weekend?
I'll be trying it this weekend. Here's the photo. Do we got it?
Put
it
right
up
there
on the screen. So the Wagyu Steakhouse Burger at Arby's, it's going to be here for a limited time. That's the only thing I don't like about Arby's. They're very creative and innovative with their menus, and they're willing to gamble. Arby's will take chances. This is a great idea. I think it's been 2 years in the making. So the Wagyu burger is 52% Wagyu, 48% ground beef. which is why they can sell it for $6.
Right, yeah, right.
But it looks outstanding. I can't wait to try it this weekend. I'll have a full review on Monday.
I got to tell you. Okay, very good. I got to tell you, I'm a sucker for a good burger. That thing does look legit and very good.
It does.
There's also a good tweet that was making the rounds yesterday. Again, you're the perfect guy to do this. You're going to have the annual summer fast food power ratings coming out probably, what, July, August?
Sometime in July.
Yeah, we're getting feedback on that already today. Matt, we got to know when.
Middle of July, probably the All-Star break.
Okay. You get two of these places, free products for one full year. A bunch of spots. Quiznos, Wendy's, Burger King, Subway, Sonic, McDonald's, Arby's, Chipotle, Starbucks, Jack in the Box, Pizza Hut. There's a lot here for the radio audience. Denny's, Taco Bell, KFC, Papa John's, or Popeyes. Two free products, two places, well, free products for the entire year. Where are you picking?
Okay, so two places, you get free products all year. For me, the number one choice is easy, and that's Denny's. And I know some Denny's is a love or hate type of deal. Either you love Denny's or you hate it. Our producer, Dustin, came out here, I hate Denny's, you're crazy.
He mocked you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, that's your opinion. My opinion is Denny's is great, and Denny's has got a very extensive menu. You got about 12 pages to pick from. It's open 24 hours, so you have a lot more options at Denny's, and I love Denny's. So that's my number one. I think number two, for me, is one of the toughest decisions you'll ever have to make. I can throw some of these out quickly. I think it boils down to the final five. I would go with Wendy's, McDonald's, Arby's, Burger King, or Popeyes. And I'm not sure which way I'd go right now, number two. I think Arby's. I think Arby's would probably be my number two.
Is that right?
I think so. I'm leaning that way right now. Yeah.
They have a strong menu. And like you said, creative, innovative. I'm telling you, I think you're overlooking one.
Which one?
I would go Quiznos.
Quiznos is pretty good.
But that's me because out of all
the... You know what? It's been a while since I've been there. It's been a long time.
Out of all the options on the list, I prefer like a sub sandwich over like a fast food
sandwich.
But
there's no way you're taking Subway.
No, it would be Quiznos.
How about Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's would be on the list for me, but they're not. So, and honestly, I'm a huge coffee guy. I hate to say it, but it might be on the list. And I prefer other coffee spots, but...
Dave Ross of VSiN says Denny's has great coffee.
Do they really?
I don't drink coffee, so I don't
know. It's a couple of good angles that you brought up. It's 24 hours, which is huge. So you can go in there at any time to get the free products. And also, the menu is like 12, 15 pages.
Huge.
So a lot to choose from there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why it's my number one.
All right.
Denny's is not traditional fast food.
No.
It's America's diner.
Yes, it is, as we can all agree on. Up next, Cabbie Richards is the executive director of betting content at Sportsnet in Canada. Positive and negative feedback to sports betting legalization in Ontario so far, and some perspective on the popularity of the NHL.
The Sports Betting Network.
First Bets wants you to get in on all the horse racing action. Sign up today with the promo code VEGAS1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit vsin.com/horses for details. Use the bonus code VEGAS1000. Cabbie Richards joins the program now. He is the executive director of betting content at Sportsnet up in Canada. And he lives in Calgary where, I can't imagine what the mood is like this morning after losing that game last night to Edmonton in overtime. Cabbie, thanks for the time today. What did you think of the disallowed goal there that would have made Calgary go up 5-4?
Man, I was going to say I'm on the fence, but no, it should have been a goal.
Yep.
I watched it, like Kevin BX and Jennifer Botterill are on our network and they were explaining their former players and they're explaining how it was. I mean, Coleman was looking at the puck and like directed it in. And then I saw the tweet from Brendan Morrison's like, there's no way to, moving at that speed, there's no way to like redirect the puck like that. It should have been a goal. So I'm of the opinion that it should have been a goal because he was trying to get out of the way, and you know, and he directed the puck. I mean, it was unbelievable theater. And right now in Calgary, Alberta, there's overcast. It's dreary. It's probably going to rain today. There might even be a tornado that rips through the city because the hearts have been crushed. The soul has been crushed. And this city, there's this team was one of the contenders. It was they were supposed to compete with Colorado and, you know, in Florida before they got swept by Tampa, like compete with like the big dogs in the league to win the Stanley Cup. It's first since 1989, but McJesus is in God mode and we're watching greatness. Like we're watching him. And on the other side of the bracket, we're watching Andre Vasilevsky be like this as this unbeatable force in the playoffs for the Lightning. So it's amazing. It's, I don't know, as Drake said it years ago, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, okay, let's assuming Colorado gets by St. Louis for the sake of this segment here. Would you give the Oilers more than a puncher's chance against Colorado?
More than a puncher's chance?
Or just a puncher's chance?
A puncher's chance.
Okay.
The defense and the goaltending is shaky. I mean, all season Oilers fans have been begging Ken Holland to get another D-man and or a goaltender, and Mike Smith has been kind of shaky, and it's, you know, he's a veteran, but like Colorado is so stacked, and I guess we can't really count out St. Louis because they got a bit of magic left in the tank there, coming down from 3-0 in the last game, and then, you know, winning, Tyler Bozak wins it in overtime. It was the Nathan MacKinnon game too, like on top of that in his own building. So I would not give Edmonton more than a puncher's chance if they face Colorado in the Western Conference Final.
All right, fair enough. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Cabby Richards, our guest, Executive Director of Betting Content at Sportsnet in Canada. Can you give, and you know how it works in the States, obviously, Cabby, like the ratings for the NBA are four or five times better than the NHL, like every single night. And I wish it would kind of flip because the NHL playoffs are so much better. But like, the content that you guys do on Sportsnet, how much of it is geared towards the NHL compared to everything else?
Well, culturally, the NHL is the NFL of Canada. Mm-hmm. So our network Sportsnet leans pretty heavily into the NHL because it is a national partner. So even our stuff on SN Bets, you know, as the executive producer, I try to balance it because they're, you know, Steph Curry is going to the finals again, and Steph Curry is a massive star, and he moves the needle. The Warriors, even though we had some fatigue in those Cavs versus Warriors series, it was still fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I guess for some people, it was fun to watch LeBron get his butt kicked. But, you know, the Warriors are back without KD, and it's still that same core three, and there's a Canadian, Andrew Wiggins. We call him two-way Wiggs. He's on the court and he has a chance to win his first NBA title. But to answer your question, yes, we do over index on hockey. It is the, you know, it's woven into the fabric of the culture here. So yeah, we show a lot of hockey stuff.
Well, as you were explaining before the during the break as well, you're like, man, I got to tell you, the Raptors up here because of the title and what they did with Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on that team because they are ultra popular across that country as well.
Listen, the Raptors will forever live in the hearts and minds of people in Toronto, but like the greater, like the country at large. And it galvanized the, well, listen, I don't know if you know this, but Canadians, we have a little bit of a little brother syndrome with you guys. So whenever one of our teams succeed, and we only have like baseball and we have basketball, we'll succeed in as the only Canadian team in a professional market. It means even when TFC won, like it meant a lot for the city. It wasn't a national story, but bro, I was on one of the buses at the parade. I was on bus number 4 with Pascal Siakam. I was lucky to be there, and wow. I felt like there was 2.5 million people in the streets of Toronto, all different kinds of faces, all different ages. It was a beautiful mosaic. The parade was like three hours longer than it was supposed to. But my point is, 2.5 million. It was the biggest parade in the history of the city. I don't know if the Toronto Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup, there will be that outpour of celebration. Like The Maple Leafs are compelling because they have lost in five straight first rounds. And it's just like, and it, every year they break. Actually, I think people are used to the heartbreak. So maybe the heartbreak isn't as severe as it was like that first time when they played Boston and they were up 4-1 in the third period in game seven and lost. So I think if the Raptors are on one, it's like 1-1A. And then the Blue Jays, who also have an opportunity to capture the hearts and minds of people in this country, it's like a 1B. They're all pretty close. Now, I don't know about the TV ratings. I don't have those in front of me, but I suppose it's just like anecdotal and a gut feel. But the Raptors and Leafs are like 1 and 1A, okay. Very, very close.
I'm always impressed by the fan support the Raptors get in Toronto, which seems like it's off the hook. Cabby, I look at the Oilers, and I think they got a legit shot to win this Stanley Cup. It's always surprising to think about the last time a Canadian team actually won the Cup. Do you know which team that was?
Of course. It's Montreal Canadiens in 1993.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, listen, we know. It's always a narrative up here in the media. A Canadian team trying to get wrestle Lord Stanley's Cup back to Canadian shores.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Canadians actually made the finals last year.
Yeah. They were the biggest dogs in the round. They played the Golden Knights going back like 30 years, and they won that. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way. He's at Cabby. You have a couple minutes left here. So sports betting in Ontario has been, you know, legal for nearly 2 months. What are the biggest positives and negatives that you know about and that you get from like viewers of your show on Sportsnet?
Well, the biggest positives is that there's a lot of excitement around it and there are a lot of options for consumers. So we are, the market is wide open and there are a bunch of, I think there are 22 operators in there. So there's a lot of money, a lot of revenue being generated and people are the people who are occasional bettors and then certainly like the regular bettors are embracing it. Now on the other side, betting isn't for everyone. So when there are, you know, FanDuel and DraftKings and Bet365 commercials on their in their sports broadcasts, some people are like, hey, this isn't for me, and we hear about it. And that's just, you know, it's the busiest time of the sports calendar because of the playoffs in NBA and NHL, excuse me, and the start of the MLB season. So some people are like, it's a bit overwhelming, but there's definitely a lot of excitement and enthusiasm that betting is like single event betting is here because that's what we've wanted for years. And finally, finally people in Ontario have it. And then eventually it'll spread to, you know, BC, Alberta. I think it's like the third province that will invite more players into the market. But I'm not exactly sure, but that's where my lean is as far as when single game betting will expand across Canada.
Target date on that? Are you thinking by the end of 2022?
I'm hopeful, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't have the info in front of me, unfortunately. No, sorry.
It's tough. It's tough to track. It really is. Again, you can follow him on Twitter. He's at Cabby. Does a great job. The executive director of betting content at Sportsnet in Canada. You live in Calgary, so you're up early after that overtime loss last night. We really thank you for that today, Cabby. Thanks for the time.
No problem, fellas, and good luck with your wagers, whatever you make today.
Yep, you too. There you go. Okay, so
tough Raptors. 24 hours in Calgary. Lose that game last night, controversial finish, and a tornado might rip through town.
I got to tell you, I've watched that disallowed goal a bunch of times.
That should have been a goal.
Should have been a goal.
I saw the highlight. I wasn't watching live, but I saw the highlight. I thought that should have been a goal.
Yep. I really do. I mean, you got to take into consideration like physics and how fast these human beings are out there on the ice. What else? How is he supposed to contort his body going for the net like that? Did he put his skate out there to kick it, or was he contorting his body to like not get injured? I think you got to give these guys a break once in a while. It's like the defensive players in the NFL. They get no breaks. Very difficult to play. In pocket. And we had a very rare 8-way dead heat finish yesterday. Wait until you hear what happened to land on this tie.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
He knows the quarterback was on coke. If his girlfriend was not stuck.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Here we go. Time for our in-pocket plays.
You have some inside information on these games?
I do not. Not today. Okay. Not today. No, no. My plays from yesterday, 1-2, no good with the baseball. I had the winner was Rockies Nationals over. 8.5, that got there. That opened 8.5, came down to 8, then went all the way back to 9 yesterday with the line move. And that was 5-3 right away. And I was like, am I going to get another run? What's going to happen here? And I eventually got 2 more runs. So that was a winner. The Rockies at a plus price, they were a loser, though. Marquez was awful yet again. And then my biggest baseball bet of the entire year yesterday, Cardinals 120. I also added them first 5. No good. Wainwright, 5 innings, struggled. And they had... It's a loser, but they had so many chances in the game.
Yeah, they cut the deficit to 4-3 and 8th, and I think got a runner on first with one out. Couldn't rally. Had a chance to rally against Josh Hader in the 9th. Had 2 runners on.
Yep.
And couldn't tie the game. That was your biggest baseball bet of the year.
It was. The Cardinals are fantastic against lefties. Wainwright has been, actually pretty damn good this year.
He has been.
And he's, coming up on year number 20 in the league. Liked him quite a bit. Travel spot for the Brewers after that quick series in San Diego. And no dice. They have bases loaded. I think one out. Nobody comes home. 2 guys on. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets home. Just boy. Anyway, that's a loser. Today I'm going to bet. I have a first 3-inning bet today. It's Darvish. Check that. why did I say that? Manea versus Quintana for the Pirates. Padres are also another team really good against lefties. I'm going to go first three minus a half plus 114. Getting a little bit creative today. Figure they can get through Quintana and see Machado at least twice. I'm going to need to if I'm going to get a run here.
Probably get Machado anyway. to the plate twice in the first three innings. By the way, not many books offer this first three bet. I think there are, what, one, maybe two books in Vegas where you can find it?
Yes. Not many. It's like trying to find first five team totals. Difficult to do here in Las Vegas. But that's my only play today.
All right, a couple baseball plays for me today. I'm going to come back with the Rays. I lost with the Rays yesterday. We're going to go with Jeffrey Springs and his start against Jameson Taillon and the Yankees. I'm not sure if DJ LeMahieu is going to be back in the lineup for the Yankees today. But they are without Stanton, or without Donaldson. And Springs, by the way, has been, I think, an underrated pitcher. Not too many people even know who the guy is. 27 innings this season. He's allowed only 15 hits, 27 strikeouts, and only one home run against him. A 0.80 whip. I'm going to go with the Rays against the Yankees. By the way, we talked about a little bit about this series and how much trouble the Yankees have had winning at the Trop before they won the series opener last night. Last season, the Rays beat the Yankees 11 of 19 times, outscored them 98-50. Previous year, the Rays were 8-2 against the Yankees, also knocked them out of the playoffs. The Rays have been playing pretty good baseball. They were 15-8 in May before that loss last night. I'm going to come back with Springs and the Rays minus 115 against the Yankees. And also going to play the Blue Jays, who won the series opener against the Angels and Shohei Ohtani. I'm going with one of my favorite pitchers here, Mitch. I'm not going to play at minus 115. By the way, the Yankees bullpen also a little bit weaker now. They've lost a couple arms, and that's why I'm going to play the full nine instead of the first five. Maybe I should play Alek Manoah here in the first five, but I'm going to take my chances here and play the nine. Blue Jays minus 115 with Manoah against Silseth and the Angels. Young pitcher going tonight, but Manoah is one of my favorite pitchers in the majors. Right now, 5-1. 162 ERA, 0.88 whip. He's got 56 innings, allowed only 35 hits and three homers. The Angels are in a bit of an offensive slump here. And Manoah is a guy who has held the Yankees lineup down. I think he holds the Angels down tonight. So we'll go Rays minus 115, Blue Jays minus 115.
In Pocket, brought to you by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Some feedback we're getting on that disallowed goal for Calgary last night. Derek says, FTM at VSiN.com is the email. I've said for years that we need to be like the NFL, have no gray area at all. Guessing or trying to figure out intent is wrong.
Right.
You know, it's another thing. I think I'm in the minority on this, and people don't even never talk about it, but why do we have offensive interference in basketball? The goal is to get the basket in the net.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have that in European basketball.
No, I think I every single time it pops up, I'm like, this is never talked about. It's never discussed.
Right.
The goal is for the offensive team to score the ball through the hoop. There should not offensive interference should not exist.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't like block charge calls either.
Oh, God, it's the bane of my existence. That or long lines will kill me because of a heart attack. I scream when I'm at my house by myself watching basketball games and they get it wrong every single time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm throwing stuff. It's with amazing. No action on the game.
I know. I've been bothered by the block charge calls for 30 years.
Yep.
I wish there was a way to change it in college hoops. So you think that should have been a goal last night?
I do, yeah. I do.
I mean, I'm not the foremost hockey
expert. Neither am I.
But I thought it should have been a goal as well.
Let me give you this. You are, is it fair to call you a golf expert?
I don't know, some weeks.
Okay, well, talk to me on Sunday night, whether or not you have the winner this week. Here's what happened yesterday, an eight-way first-round leader dead heat.
I don't recall seeing that. I've watched golf for many, many years, bet golf for a long time. I don't recall an eight-way tie for the lead after the first round.
Matt, here's what had to happen. Patrick Reed birdied 17, then bogeyed 18. So he was at 500 to land back at 4. Webb Simpson bogeyed 17, then birdied 18. Scottie Scheffler, he had a boring par-par finish. Harold Varner III, again, a guy who I like to bet almost every single week for the first round leader. He's so good on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. His back nine, birdie, eagle, birdie, bogey, par, birdie, par, all over the map. Christian Kirk birdie on 18 to land at 4. Nick Taylor bogey on 18 to go from 5-under to 4-under.
See, Taylor could have had the lead by himself.
Yeah, he was the guy. Yeah. He was going to scoop the whole thing. Cam Davis birdied 17 and 18. And Bo Hostler bogeyed 17, eagled 18. Mm-hmm. All of that, and then you have eight guys finish 4-under, and it's an eight-way dead heat finish for the first-round leader.
How'd you get that chopped up?
I had Varner and Webb Simpson, so each guy got like an eighth.
Okay.
An eighth of the share. So eventually I won like a few hundred dollars yesterday on it, I think is what it was.
At least you won something.
I'm not complaining.
If Nick Taylor had the lead, you would have won nothing.
Right.
Nick Taylor had the lead of 5-under.
Yeah.
That's a wide-open tournament, by the way. The Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas this week, which I kind of thought it was going to be. And you got a chance for a serious long shot to hit the board. By the way, Lou Finicaro of VSIN checks in, and he says he doesn't think it was a goal. Calgary player kicked the puck in.
I disagree.
And he has futures on the Flames. So. Mm. Also, should clear this up. We were talking early in the show about the college football bowl schedule with the Sugar Bowl moved from New Year's Day as the last game to the first game on New Year's Eve before the playoff games. The reason, and we knew the NFL schedule was a part of the reason, but there's an NFL Monday night game on New Year's Day. And it's actually a pretty good one. We had a listener check in. It's the Bills. So I lost it. Bills Bengals.
It's
a Monday night game
on
New Year's Day.
Yep. Can you play it on the 3rd? Can you play it on Tuesday? Oh, by the way.
So you got the Rose Bowl followed by Monday Night Football.
We have to touch on this.
Never recall that happening.
Final minute here. We have to touch on this. I was stunned yesterday and just like, you know, thousands if not millions of others of people, whatever. When you saw the news of Ray Liotta passing away at 67, first of all, I never would have guessed he was 67 years old. That one stopped me in my tracks. First, like, Goodfellas is one of the best movies ever.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's...
That's in my top 10 of all time.
That's arguably the best mob movie of all time. Mm-hmm. Paulie and I have talked about that before. I lean Goodfellas. He likes Casino more. I think Goodfellas is better. And just rewatching some of the scenes from, you know, Ray Liotta playing Henry Hill. Oh, that's God, the combination of Ray Liotta, Pesci, De Niro in that movie, it was incredible. And then, I don't like the movie, but Field of Dreams, it's, you know, people think it's one of the best sports movies of all time.
Hoosiers is the best sports
movie. Oh, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, he was good in Field of Dreams, yeah, but by far his best role was in Goodfellas.
I would totally agree. Yeah. I just, 67 years old. Way too young. Enjoy the weekend. Have a great Memorial Day. We are back on Monday at 7 Eastern. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting on
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.